episode of Am I a Bad Mum podcast.
This is a brand new week.
It's a brand new week. I've actually got a funny meme. It's not actually a parenting meme, but I found this funny because I came across... Where is it?
It's an adult meme, and we're all adults because we're all lucky enough to be parents when we're adults.
Yeah. One of the weirdest things about being an adult is having a favorite stovetop burner. No one ever talks about it, but you all know it's true. It's so true. And then I was thinking about it. I was like, that's definitely true. I have my absolute favorite, and then I have my second favorite. But tell me if I'm wrong in this.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody has at least one that doesn't work that you will never do anything about.
And I think there's a big difference between gas and...
Electric.
Yeah. And induction. Oh, my God. I'm so useless when it comes to induction. I'm like, I still don't know how to use it. Look at them like they're foreign. I was like, I don't know what to do with you.
What's induction?
Induction heat. Like it's kind of, I think it's still based on electric kind of thing, but the induction is all about it's really safe. So you can't like leave it on and burn the house down or something like that. I think it's very sensitive to then the pan being on there. You can't burn yourself with it. So it's not that hot. You know, the electric ones where if you were to put your hand on an electric one, you just burn it off. Same with the flame of a gas stovetop. Why do I know all this stuff? I have no fucking idea because I am not the cook in the house.
Because you're a mum. You don't use it, but you know how safe it is for your kids. No, it's the gas ones. Everyone has at least one gas on that doesn't work.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Absolutely. When you clean it and then you knock the little thing and it falls, you know.
Yeah.
Stop. Just stop now. Am I a bad mum for not noticing soon enough?
Mm.
This is a good one. It came off the back of a weekend away with a group of dance parents and I have to say parents because there was one dad there.
Yeah.
Just one.
Yeah.
And the rest was all of the mums with all of the little dance troops and, you know, they might have had a few siblings and all the rest. So basically we'd gone out to breakfast on the Sunday morning, the second day of performance, and we were in what I assumed was a coffee shop. And we were in the back of this coffee shop. We were quite a large group. The kids were all at one table and we were at another table and we were all having breakfast and everything was fine. Parents are chatting. There's conversations going left, right and center. And then all of a sudden, one of the mums down the other end of the table sort of notices that one of the youngest of the pack, one of the little girls, she's in the corner. She's facing the wall in the corner of where we're sitting.
Mm.
And it was kind of like weird, right? We just didn't notice that she had slipped from there to there. And then she was standing really oddly in the corner. And I sort of like turned around and had noticed, but she wasn't mine. So I hadn't said anything. And then the other mum has gone, oh, I think that she's got a penis straw.
She's what?
Got a penis straw. So now you can imagine all of us are sitting there. We're having breakfast. It's 9 a.m. and like all the kids are fine over there and there's one odd kid over there in the corner. She's found a penis straw.
Like from a hen's party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it was bigger than what I remember them to be at my hen's party.
Yeah.
And she's over in the corner and she's like literally studying it. I think she's five. She's studying it. She's got it right near her face. She's looking at it. She's doing all that. We as the adult group turned around was like, a penis straw, turn around, see her. Where are we? Oh my God, what time is it? The mum's jumped up and gone over there and she's trying not to make a big deal because then the little girl's being all like shy and coy, thinking she's done something wrong. Yeah. And we're just going, oh my God, sorry I didn't notice soon enough because your kid's in the corner with a penis straw about to suck on it. And P.S., aren't we in a cafe, not a pub? Like, where the fuck are we? This is crazy.
Did you say anything? Did they say anything to the people that were working there? Like, yeah. Where has this come from? Like, this is my five-year-old has been given a penis straw. I think you need to have a check at how appropriate what you're giving out is.
So one of the other kids that was there, she was like the eldest, so she's 13. So the penis drawer came back over to our table and the 13-year-old comes over and goes, oh, my God, Mum, like, why have we got a penis drawer? Like, so we had to then go into the conversation with the 13-year-old. She goes, go and take that back up to the man behind the counter and see what he says. Like, yeah. And we're watching her go. It was bad, but I feel like what I'm trying to get at is I didn't notice because it wasn't my kid.
Yeah.
I only had one of them and I knew that she was sitting there. So I wasn't paying attention to anyone else's children, right?
Yeah.
You're in that situation where you're like, it's not mine.
Yeah.
So why
yeah.
am I going to watch a kid that's standing in the corner? Like, obviously yeah. you guys are. And then you come up against odds of like, you know, a kid finding a penis drawer in a cafe. It's tough.
What are the chances? Have you ever heard of that happening before?
Never.
I've never been into somewhere, even a pub, where I've accidentally come across a penis drawer that may have been there for a previous hen's party, let alone a cafe for breakfast with a bunch of dance kids.
So then one of the other young girls comes over to the table to start clearing plates. And we were like, so why would there be a penis drawer in the corner of the thing? She goes, oh, yeah. So we had a hens party here last night and they hired it out and blah, blah, blah. And that's why there'd be a leftover penis drawer. So sorry about that. You know, I wouldn't even imagine. It was kind of, I don't even know where she's got it from because she was dead set in the corner. So if there was a penis drawer the size that it was on the floor, one of us would have noticed, but none of us parents.
Did you watch as the 13-year-old went up to the man at the counter? Yeah. What happened with that?
His eyes basically fell out of his head.
Yeah, like, yeah.
And then the young girl, she's gone, oh, sorry, this is what we just found. Actually, the littlest over there went over and found it in the corner. He was like, and you could see him, his eyes almost fell out of his head. Then he fully zoomed in to look at us who were all watching him. And we were kind of giggling at that stage, just going, holy wow.
He's lucky what a morning. That you guys found it funny. Because there's some people, like, oh, if no. you're a bit more conservative, some people wouldn't find that very funny.
Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Sunday morning. Coffee shop is packed.
Yeah.
Heaving of families.
Yeah.
Lots of young families. It could have been a lot worse where someone picks yeah. it up or a toddler picks it up and puts it in the mouth and then running around. Yeah. You just can't imagine. Yeah. I mean, I could imagine.
It'd could be have been funny. A situation, you know, where the family have gone for breakfast after church that morning. Says it's a penis drawer. Do you know what it reminds me of? I remember years ago, my kids were primary school, I reckon probably about seven or eight, and they had two friends. It was their friend's grandparents had a unit on the Gold Coast, and so we were all there. So there's the four parents, and we get on really well, so we decided we were going to have a wine. So we were sat near the pool having a wine, but not around the pool, and yeah. the kids were having a great time. They're in the pool, and I can hear them playing this game. There's four of them. They're playing this game, and it sounds like there's lots of laughing going on and lots of fun being had. And you know when your kids are off having fun, you yeah. make the most of it. You don't want to go anywhere near them because no. you want them to stay. They're happy. You can have your wine. Anyway, after a while, my husband's looked over and gone, they're playing with something. What is that that they're playing with? And so we've gone over.
What are they playing with?
They found a condom somewhere around the pool, and they're playing with it, calling it a squishy. Oh, look, it's the squishy. And they're all playing with it. It's called the squishy. And I was like, oh, my God. I didn't know if it was used or not. Like, who? I'm assuming it was. It wasn't in a packet. And they're, oh, my God.
Oh,
we
my
felt
gosh.
Like the worst parents. We sat around the corner having a drink, not even paying attention to our kids all in the pool playing with a used condom. And we've gone, okay, we've got to take this away. We've God. Taken it away. We've thrown it away. They don't get it. They have no idea what it is. And then they're upset. Oh, but we wanted to take it into show and tell on Monday.
All I'm going to say is I totally expect that from the Gold Coast. That's all I'm saying. That is just foul. Oh, my God. You would have been losing your shit going, wash your hands, get out of the pool.
Yeah.
Like, OMG.
I've never to this day explained to my kids what they were playing with.